From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. An 8-year-old boy, Abel Alexander Arantes Lopez, is being held in Kingston at the Kingston Children's Home while his mother is in Seattle, multiple news outlets are reporting. The boy is one of thousands stripped from their parents as part of President Donald Trump's new immigration policy. Blanca Orantes Lopez, the mother, told the Associated Press in Spanish as she wept through a telephone interview June 18th from prison, and I quote, "I haven't been able to talk to him. The most difficult is not seeing him," end quote. The New York Post reported that Governor Andrew Cuomo says there are more than 70 migrant kids being kept away from their parents in different parts of New York State. Cuomo said, and I quote, "We have about 10 facilities in this state. We haven't spoken with all of them. We know there are over 70 children just by the ones we have talked about, but they are in Dobbs Ferry, Lincolndale, Irvington, 3 in the Bronx, 1 in Syosset, and 1 in Kingston," end quote. He was announcing a plan to sue the federal government about the treatment of the children. At least 2,300 children are being kept from their migrant parents because Trump wants to win concessions from lawmakers to build a wall on the Mexican border and to deter other migrant families from coming to the United States. In the case of the woman with the son being held in Kingston, her lawyer says 3 years ago the boy's uncle was kidnapped by extortionists and released only after the family paid. Arantes, the 26-year-old mother, said, and I quote, "When they don't get their money, they kill people," end quote. The boy's father is hiding in Guatemala. Matt Adams, legal director of the Seattle-based Northwest Immigrant Rights Project and the mother's lawyer, said they attempted to apply for asylum. Adams said, and I quote, "A lot of people are showing up at the border to apply for asylum and are being told we don't have the capacity for them. It's not like they can stand in line for several days because the Mexican officials will grab them and deport them, so they're forced to go through the ravine of the river," end quote. They immediately reported themselves to immigration authorities and requested asylum, Adams said. U.S. immigration officials then arrested the mother and the son May 22nd and separated the two. After being held for a while, they let them see each other one last time. She recounted, and I quote, "They told me, say bye to him because he's being transferred. They just told me to say bye to him. He just started crying saying, 'Don't leave me, Mom. I just said, I'll be okay. That's all I said,'" end quote. The boy was allowed to talk to his aunt, Maria Quantes, who lives in Maryland, on the phone. She has petitioned for custody. Maria Quantes said in a phone interview, and I quote, "When he calls, he's crying. He doesn't want to be there," end quote. Trump claimed June 20th, after much criticism, that he may rescind the policy. He said, and I quote, "I'll be signing something in a little while that is going to do that. I'll be doing something that's somewhat preemptive and ultimately will be matched by legislation, I'm sure," end quote. After most other New York politicians and activists criticized the president's policy of separating migrant children from their parents, Representative John Faso, the Republican of Kinderhook, finally released a statement on the issue June 19th. He wrote on Twitter, and I quote, "This is a humanitarian issue, and the policy of separating children from their parents is wrong and needs to be addressed immediately. For too many years and administrations, Washington has failed to address how to secure our borders while also ensuring our immigration policies are humane and address the real challenges our border enforcement officers face every day. Congress should address the issue quickly, and the compromise legislation I support will do so. In addition, this legislation improves border security, resolves the status of the DACA population, and contains other reforms such as the end of the diversity lottery. The legislation would be the most significant reform to our broken immigration system in many decades, and it represents a good faith compromise that will forever put an end to this disruptive practice." Joe Mahoney reports in the Niagara Gazette that New York State Police have suspended marijuana detection training for canine unit dogs. At the canine training facility near Cooperstown, dogs are now not being taught how to find marijuana. Bo Duffy, spokesperson for state police, said the suspension was due to, and I quote, "ongoing federal and state policy discussions regarding regulated marijuana use," end quote. Similarly, the Municipal Police Training Council, which regulates the training for local police departments, says the canine unit dogs used at county sheriff's departments no longer need to be certified to search for marijuana in New York. And you can read that full story in the Niagara Gazette. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For weather report, town meetings, and more information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org.